Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 3-1 win against Hibs at home in the Premiership today. A very good performance, nervy at times obviously until we got that third goal, but I don't know why, because if you look at the stats, we were certainly by far the better team. Butland never really had anything to do at all apart from pick the ball out of his net one time. But I think that's the problem with us just now, is we can be so on top and during the game and there's only one goal in it, and a defensive blunder out of nowhere again happened today, and the game's turned on its head, and that's what happened for a part of the game today. But we saw it out. It was a very good performance. Hopefully we've got through this game unscathed without any more injuries. I know that Cantwell had a wee ice pack on his leg when he came off, and Tavernier as well had a wee issue. It looked to me as if it was maybe just cramp the way his leg was getting treated by the physio, but hopefully that's all it was. We've got a big run of games coming up, obviously. But anyway, obviously the game itself, we had made two changes from the Benfica game, which was the last game we played. We lined up Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter, Barisic, Lundstrom, Cantwell, Diomande, Silva, Dessers and Wright. On the subs bench, we had McCrory, Lawrence, Matondo, Seamat, Sterling, Balogun, King, Raskin and McCausland. So we started off very brightly. We were just getting in their face straight away, chasing every single loose ball, which is the way I like to see us play. We weren't giving Hibs any time on the ball whatsoever. However, and what was a feature to come of this game, on the second minute, Tavernier put his hand on the back of Obita. Remember him from the last Hibs game? Obita just fell down. It was right in front of the linesman. The linesman bought it and they gave Hibs a free kick from it. It was never a foul in a million years. I'm not sure how putting your hand on somebody's shoulder on their back can make your feet go away. But that's what happened. The referee and linesman bought it, and that was a feature of the game for the full game, because the referee and linesman and the officials in general were absolutely shambolic today. I'll get into some of it later. But we were chasing every ball, as I said. On the 10th minute, Wright with a first-time shot from the edge of the box, but he drags it just wide. 16th minute, Diomande robs the Hibs attacker of the ball in our box. He drives it forward about 20 yards. A fantastic long ball to the left side for the on-running Dessers, who collects it, takes it to the byline, cuts it back. It was laid off, and we end up having a shot which was ended up cleared off the line. Really unlucky that there. In that whole passage of play there, Suter goes down with a head knock. The play rages on. Diomande has a shot which was saved. Hibs retained the ball and eventually stopped for treatment for Suter. In the meantime, there was a long VAR check for the incident on Suter, and it was a clear elbow to the face as he was jumping. It was the leading arm. He was clearly taken out, regardless if the defender was looking at the ball the whole time. He clearly taken him out. You cannot lead with the elbow like that, and a penalty was duly given. Regardless of what any Hibs or Celtic or any other fans listening think, that was a clear penalty. However, on the 21st minute, Tavernier misses the penalty. It was a really poor effort from Tavernier. These short run-ups, just I always get nervous when he does it, and I don't think we get the best penalties out of him when he does it. But it was saved by the keeper. It was spilled, and Wright follows it up on the rebound, and he smashes it into the net. There was another long VAR check. Nobody knew what was for, and he ruled the goal out. Again, it was really confusing about what happened when we were watching it on the TV. God knows what the fans in the stadium were thinking, because there was no communication whatsoever. Again, one of the limitations of VAR in this country. But apparently it was ruled out for encroachment. Now, I've seen a still of it. It's a still from just after the ball had been kicked, so it's not even accurate from there. And right, at best, he has his foot on the line. At best. Now, bearing in mind, this is from just after the ball has left the penalty spot, so you'll take it a few frames back. Is he even on the line there? If that is the case, right, fine, we'll take it on the chin. However, the Hibs player who was tracking right was even further forward than right into the box. So from what I've seen on Twitter, the penalty should have been retaken. It shouldn't have had the goal cancelled out. So I'll take that one on the chin if that's not the rules. However, from everything that I've seen, it looks as if that penalty should have been retaken rather than chopped the goal out. I'm at a loss with these officials now. However, we didn't have too long to wait before we restored that one goal lead, because on the 26th minute, Tavernier makes it 1-0 with a cracking goal. Cantwell down the left, who plays to the overlapping Barisic, who crosses into the middle, which was kicked away, but only to the right side of the box for Tavernier to volley it into the back of the net. We've seen him scoring crackers like that on the volley before, and that was another peach of a goal from Tavernier. Not long after that, we weren't playing with the same urgency as we were previously. We were allowing Hibs some time on the ball. We weren't closing it down as much as we can. But really, anything they threw at us, it was really just powder puff. Butland never really had a lot to do at all. Getting towards the end of the half, Hibs had a half chance on the 38th minute, and the ball was rolled comfortably to Butland, who gathers it. 39th minute, another piece of madness from the referee. We tried to pass the ball in the Hibs box, hits off the referee who was in the box. He stops the play, as he should have, but he gives the ball back to Hibs. It should have went to us. That's just basics. That was a new rule that was brought in this season or last season, where the team who were in possession last, before it hits the referee, should be given the ball back. Just doesn't know the basics of rules here. So obviously, in the whole stramash of the whole VAR checks, 7 minutes of injury time were given. And duly noted, Rangers end up conceding on the 47th minute, and Hibs make it one each. So much indecision at the back. It was a simple ball down the right. Barisic was nowhere to be seen. Lundstrom tried to track back. Suter cuts across and gets turned. Suter leaving the middle left a big hole in the middle, where the ball was passed to the attacker, who was unmarked. Tavernier tries to get back and nearly puts him off, but he ends up shooting into the back of the net. Where's Goldson? Where's Barisic in this? Once again, Suter drifting off the middle to leave his man. It's just a calamity of errors once again, and it was poor. However, we didn't take that to heart, because on the 52nd minute, we restored the one goal lead and Dessers made it 2-1. Tavernier to Cantwell on the right. It was a first time cross into the middle of the box, and Dessers charges through the defenders and heads it into the back of the net. Brilliant goal all round. So into half time. No changes at half time, just looking for more of the same, bar the sloppy piece of defending. 48th minute, Cantwell with a shot at the edge of the box on the right. It took a deflection and forced the keeper into a great save and put it out for the corner. From the corner, we had a few chances trying to tee up a shot. Lundstrom ended up having a shot and it was deflected off Dessers and out. 50th minute, Barisic with a flicked cross into the middle. Dessers tried to guide a header towards the net and a big save from the keeper. 55th minute, Dessers on the left side of the box, holding it up, looking for a pass. Passes to Tavernier, who has a shot but wide. Hibs had a shot just after that, but it was a weak effort and went well wide. Substitutions on the 57th minute, Cantwell and right off, Lawrence and Sterling on. 60th minute, a long ball to Tavernier down the right, who gets it into the box, cuts it back, squares it to Dessers, who shoots as he was falling, and it was wide of the post. Maybe should have done a wee bit better there. Another substitution here, 67th minute, Barisic off, McCausland on. Barisic had picked up a booking. He did go down holding his hamstring as well. You know, Barisic, he's got a history of that, so we'll wait and see if it really is an injury or not. 76th minute, Lawrence with a shot from distance well over. On the 78th minute, he rolls the defender, gets into the box, and decides to cross it rather than shoot, and the cross finds absolutely nobody. Typifies our lack of shooting ability sometimes, because yes, it was a narrow angle, the keeper had closed it down, but he just had to shoot the ball. It could have went anywhere, but no, he decides to cross to nobody. 79th minute, Silva and Dessers off, Sima and Matondo on, and we finally can breathe that sigh of relief on the 85th minute, where Matondo scores an absolute stunner of a goal. He gets the ball on the left wing near the box, he cuts inside, he keeps on cutting towards the middle, and he hits a stunning strike from the edge of the box into the far corner. Just an absolute peach of a goal. And that wrapped the game up, 3-1 winners. So hopefully that is the last time we need to play Hibs this season. I am fed up of their hammer throwing. I'm fed up of them trying to act the big man. They're shite. They're in 7th place just now for a reason. They're shite. They think they're big. They think they're clever. They're absolutely nothing team. As I said though, getting back to the referee. The referee was an absolute shambles today. Letting players go with absolute murder today from Hibs. Hammer throwers, as I said, didn't know the basics of rules. There was a couple of times when we had possession, he stopped the ball for an injury, and he never gave it back to us when he should have. That must be one of the worst refereeing performances I've seen this season, and that's saying something, because it was just farcical all round, from the referee to the linesman to the officials, just not knowing the basics of the rules. So much happened in that game, I can't even remember half of it, but it started from minute 2, as I said. It kept on going all game. The basics. That's all we're asking. The basics, they can't even get that right. However, we'll see if there's any fallout from this. I'm sure those from the Hibs camp will have something to say about the penalty that was given against them when there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. Anyway, that lines us up for probably the more important game next week. That's on Sunday the 7th of April. That's at home against Celtic. That's a midday kickoff. Obviously no Celtic fans this season will be there. We'll see how that game goes. So, I'm not sure. I think it might be a wee while before we've got a podcast out because Dave's as in his usual place away on holiday this week. So, you'll just have to have my dulcet tones after the Celtic game. So, hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening and goodbye.